Hayem Yem Chofches Nissen. Chassidim Shalu Es Admur Hazaken. Chassidim asked the Alter Rebbe, Eiza Aveda Na'alis Yesha. Which form of divine service is greater? Avas Hashem or Avas Yisrael? Must one cultivate a love for Hashem, for God, or one must cultivate the love of a Jew? Vayan. And the Alter Rebbe responded, Avas Hashem ve'avas Yisrael shteyen ke'achas chakukos b'nishmosoi ruchoi v'nafshei shel kol echod mi'Yisrael. Inherently, the love of Hashem and the love of a Jew are both equally engraved in the soul, in all three levels of the soul of every single Jew. U'mikre mole dibra kosov. Nevertheless, there is a clear written posik in the scripture in Malachi, Ohavti Eschem Omar Hashem, that God says, I loved you, so says God. Hare, from this we learn, Degdela Avas Yisrael, that loving a Jew is greater, it is superior. Why? The Oyhev Masheha Ohuv Oyhev, because you love what your beloved loves. Because you love Hashem, you are loving a Jew. This is what Hashem loves. It is greater to love what your beloved wants, because he loves that. And in that way, it makes it superior. Loving Hashem, the idea is that you want to serve Hashem. You should do a mitzvah with passion. You should pray with clear intent, with proper meditation. And then there's a love of a Jew. What does it mean you love a Jew? To do a favor for another Jew. To be kind to another Jew. Help another Jew. So it seems like these are two different directions. And the question is, what is superior? So this comes from a very long, beautiful letter where the Friedrich Rebbe writes how loving a fellow Jew, talks about himself, how much he loves all Jews, and particularly those Chassidim and the children of Chassidim. He is consumed with so much love. What can I do to help them and to improve their lot? Thousands and millions of love songs and praises and beautiful stories pale in comparison of pure love of a fellow Jew, according to Torah and according to Chassidus in particular. In Chassidus, the Rebbe says, it is tradition, how important the love of a fellow Jew is. And we have a story of the Mittler Rebbe when he was young and Chassidim were Fabrenging. And at that Fabrengen, a Chosid took a L'chaim and he wished himself, God should help me, I should have true love of God. The Mittler Rebbe took a cup and he said, L'chaim, God should merit me to have the proper love of a fellow Jew. So Bach Siddim started a discussion. What is greater, love of Hashem or love of a fellow? And they were very involved in this and they discussed it back and forth until finally they decided they have to ask Alter Rebbe. And they explained to the Alter Rebbe, these are both important mitzvahs, but definitely they are different. Therefore, which takes preference over the other? So the Alter Rebbe responded in his characteristic chant, and he said, love of Hashem and love of a Jew are both inherently ingrained in every soul of every Jew. Yet, the Pasuk says that Hashem says, I love the Jewish people. So then, because I love Hashem, I love a fellow Jew, which brings the superiority of loving a fellow Jew. And this became the mantra of Chassidim. This became the most fundamental behavior of Chassidim, loving a fellow Jew. That all it's about, that our Rabbeim invested in Chassidim, they should love their fellow, and this became the fundamental basic of being a chosid. And this was passed on from father to son to grandson. And this flows, loving a fellow Jew, a fellow chosid, flows in the veins of every single chosid. And this is the most important service of Hashem, by loving a fellow Jew as the top of your service. What's interesting to add, just to show the love the Friedrich Rebbe had to the Hayyim Yom, it's incredible. It's on this day of Chofches Nissen, Tov Shin Gimel, 1943, the Friedrich Rebbe wrote a letter to a Chosid, and he writes, for sure you received the booklet, the Hayyim Yom, A little book like a chosid should hold himself small, but it is packed with pearls and gems of the highest and the best quality treasures. God granted my son-in-law, our Rebbe, he should have the ability to create this grandiose palace with 383 rooms. Every single day has something to say. This is the true day. This is the true Yom Yom, the daily day. And there the Rebbe quotes the Hayom Yom of today's date about loving a fellow Jew, that it takes superiority over the love of Hashem, because you are loving what Hashem wants. So the Friedrich Rebbe is quoting his son-in-law of today's Hayem Yem.